basketball starting up shortly. These are the five guys I'm looking to invest in.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. Boy, oh boy. I'm actually recording this pretty late at night. 2 a.m. My daughter's birthday is today. And so I wanted to get this out of the way. That's what you like to hear. Getting podcasts out of the way. And So let's get down to it. Before we get started, wanted to talk about 2020 Topps Project. Now, Mark McGuire by Andrew Thiel and Jackie Robinson by Joshua Vides both came out. Both look pretty nice. I like both of them. I'll probably just get one of each. That's it. I think I was listening to CRT Sports Cards. If you're really into Topps Project 2020 and want a full analysis, he does an excellent job. But there, he was basically saying that the days of buying 10 cards, selling 5 of them to get your money back is over right now. And of course, it is exactly the week that I decide to get in there and start buying some cards. So my wife should be pretty happy with that credit card statement. We can make money, I swear. Look, the prices are going insane. I can't lose. One thing about me, I'll find a way to lose. So there you have it. I like the cards. I'll continue to buy because I think it's going to be like a dollar cost averaging type of thing where I'm going to buy cards and some will go high and some will go low. But I think at the end of the day, I think you're going to have a lot more high than low. It just I happen to get during the week where basically all those cards are probably going to be low because they were really overproduced and not too many of the artists were pretty popular. It was more driven by just people going crazy and wanting to make bank, bro. That's pretty much what it came down to. So, been listening about the NBA and them talking about, you know, actually starting soon and expanding the teams that will be able to play in to the playoffs, which I like. I think it's exciting. It makes more teams come in. This is a different season. It's a different situation. I think they don't want to make this into like a Fugazi season. They really want to make sure that, hey, whoever wins this is truly the champion. I still think it's going to come out of the West. I think it's either going to be the Lakers or the Clippers. But you'll never know. We'll never know because Milwaukee Brewers, maybe the Greek Freak finally prevails. Maybe Toronto Raptors. I don't know. The Raptors, man, they were playing so well, and they lost their best player. So, and starting with that, so I have these five players that I feel. Now, before I start, I'm going to give the players, and I'm going to give the Panini Prism which ones I think are really good to buy. But I also think there's other cards that you can buy and make a bank, bro, as they say. I shouldn't even say that. I think these players will have the potential I still stink. Even with my fancier podcast, I still can't speak English. Maybe I can start editing stuff out, but then won't make any sense once I, do that. But maybe I will. Maybe you'll just stop it and then you'll be like, oh, wow, he just sounds so much better now. Nah, I can't do that. So these players, they have a potential to play really well in the playoffs. Well, obviously everyone does, but man, I'm really just bringing the ruckus here to the English language. There's a lot of players on the team. These are the guys who I think have the best potential, and their cards are not overvalued. And that's the point that I was trying to get at. Let me just get into it. I'm really just, oof. So the first card, I believe, that is really good is 2016-2017 Panini Prism Pascal. Now, I always mess up his name. Siakam. Mr. Toronto Raptor. Now, what really drew me to this card was the raw value was only $30 to $40. And his PSA 10 goes for around $300. Now, this is his base, not his silver. His silver goes for a lot more money. But still, if you could pick up a raw card at $30 and if you can grade it fast enough to get it back and you get a 9 or a 10, you're going to be golden. And I think Toronto is going to make some noise in the playoffs. I think they're just an excellent team. They're an actually really good team, team-oriented, very similar to the Heat. I think they're going to do well, and he's going to be the guy that's going to be the driving force of it. So I think to buy that raw card is probably your best bet. But again, you can go with Donruss Optic. That's pretty good. Panini Select. But raw is where I'm going. Next guy I believe that's going to do real well is Kemba Walker. His raw you can also buy for $30, $40. But the only thing is his PSA 10 ranges from 112 all the way up to 170. I think he's very similar to Damian Lillard in where his price could go. Especially that they have the same year. It's his. I don't think that's his rookie year, but everyone considers that his rookie year because that was the first Prism that came out. And so they just go, all right. I think it lagged. The 2011 was his. I'm not 100% sure about that. But in either case, I think buying the raw card or the PSA 10, I actually think buying the PSA 10 is better because it's at a lower cost. And I think it's going to traject $250 to $300 if he plays really well and they move forward in the playoffs. Another guy, Donovan Mitchell. His base is $130 to $150. I tried picking one up yesterday. I just was too cheap. Another guy that can do some damage. Now, I'm not as high as with him as the other ones just because of the coronavirus situation. I know he had it. I know he was not happy with Rudy Gobert. And so I don't know about how that team chemistry is all going to work out, but I think it's a solid price for an all-star. $130, $150 for a base. It can't be beat. So I think that's something to look at. One of my least favorite teams yet, I think they will do well in the playoffs, is the Miami Heat. And I believe Bam Adebayo is the guy to watch out for. Now, first two seasons, he wasn't, doing anything special, but this year he was. I think for them to move forward, he's going to have to continue to do really well. And you can pick up his silver, not just his base, his silver for $300 and his for PSA 10. And his base goes from 100 to 130. I think the where you really could do well is his silver. I think silver at 300 is a good deal because I think that's going to be a $500, $600 car if he does well and they move on to the playoffs. On in the tournament or whatever the hell we're calling it now. But I think he has played really well. And a silver at 300 and him knocking it out the ballpark. A good old, you like to have baseball terminology when talking basketball. So I got that. Now, last but not least, I'm not going to say Zion Williams. You thought that was going to be the fifth one. Everyone's going to say that one. Maybe he'll be my sixth one because I still think right now he's not undervalued. I wouldn't say that at all. But from where his prices were, you can get pretty good deals. But no, I'm going to go with my boy, my man, Porzingis. Right now, you can pick up his PSA 10 base rookie card for $140. That's where you got to be. Because if they make any noise in the playoffs, they're going to need him. Obviously, Luka's going to have to play amazing, but he's going to need a number two guy. And if he steps up and becomes that player and hits some amazing shots, that card's going up. And so, Porzingis, if he ever realizes his potential and he doesn't get hurt, which he should be healed up by now. Who the hell knows, man? The guy can, like, get hurt sitting down reading. But I always was a big fan of him in the Knicks. My biggest concern, as always, was injuries. But you have a really, really short regular season now, and you're just going to go right into the playoffs. I got to bet on that he's going to somehow, some way, be able to stay healthy. So I think his PSA 10 base is where you need to go. So we got Pascal, we got Kemba Walker, Donovan Mitchell, Bam Adebayo, and Kristaps Porzingis. Those are the five guys I'm looking at. There are also other players. Look at these teams. Look at some rookies. I know I'm a big fan of Tyler Hero. I think he's, you know, you're going to put him in the playoffs. He's going to do well. I'm sure there's others. These were the guys that really just stuck out in my mind. I think my favorite one is Kemba Walker, just because his PSA 10 is so cheap. And it's 2012 Panini Prism, which I love. I think that set it seems like there's always another guy that pops up from that set. So, it was Anthony Davis, then it's Damian Lillard, then it's, you know, hopefully Kemba Walker. All right, guys, that's all I got for today. SVA Card Collectors, head over there, have some good articles, download the FlickChat app, buy some cards and go broke. Later!
You've heard me talk about StarStock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to StarStock.com.